Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This report could be titled A Tale of Two Apples, and it starts in the early 80s in Harlan County with the Creech family and a harsh winter that Terry Creech thinks led to something special in their apple orchard.
And we actually had 25 trees as a hobby, and we had a real cold winter in 83 or so, and we had a mutation. We didn't realize it, but our county agent in them days was from Michigan. His family was an apple grower, and he said, you've got a mutation, so we watched a couple years, and we did have one.
Terry Creech says in those days, the Gala was a variety they grew.
Galas tend to be a yellow apple. We had the first one to turn 90% red, which was just a freak of nature, a natural thing, but it happened to us, and we were lucky that it did happen. And we came up with Scarlet Gala. It took a couple years to get a patent on it, but after the patent, it went really well.
Long story short, he says for the next 17 years, they received a 50-cent royalty on every Scarlet Gala tree that was sold, and that changed things.
Yeah, I was coal mining, and Mom and Dad said, we're going to go commercial orchard. If you want to join in, we'll make a family deal out of it. In 87, I quit coal mining and started full-time farming.
And that led to more good luck in the orchard with a second variety. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent. It's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Raglan family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
With profits from their development of the Scarlet Gala in Harlan County, the Creech family obtained other property for orchard expansion, about 20 acres on Black Mountain, with early results not so good.
The first ones we planted was Galas. They won't grow up there. We found that out the hard way. But Honeycrisp does grow up there, so we're glad that we do them. That's where we make most of our money, is due to Honeycrisp.
Because of their elevation at 4,100 feet, they're one of, if not the only, Kentucky orchard that can grow the Honeycrisp.
That is what everybody's really after nowadays. It's probably the most popular apple that's ever hit the market that I know about, and it just can't get enough of them. The price has been really high, and it's continued to be high. I'm surprised it's not dropped some, but it's just big demand for it. With a big demand, you have a good price.
These days, they sell to regional grocers, do farm-to-school deliveries, and still operate their roadside market, the Apple Tree in Harlan County, on Highway 119 just north of Cumberland. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.